This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you need advice? Let me introduce you to these two guys. Sit back and relax. Grab a cup of coffee and your favorite snacks. Send an email into If I Were You. And soon there'll be an end to your days of feeling blue. So no time for worries, cause one thing I know, it's time to start the podcast show.
Cool, right?
Very
that
nice.
That was very good.
Wow.
That was Sarah Bareilles. Did she write a song for us?
She did, but she like changed her email address and didn't say Sarah.
So neat.
Actually, I love that person's voice.
Yeah, you know what? Soothing.
Her name is Clara. So you don't think it's one of those like, oh yeah, my name is Ramir Lumentel.
Right.
And then it's like,
awesome. Is that what you give people at Starbucks?
Yeah. Amir is too hard to pronounce. I'd give a fake name.
Ramir.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to give Jake.
It's not Lamir Lumenmel, but it's Ben.
Yeah. I have friends with ethnic names that always give just like Joe.
Yeah. No problem for you, Gabby.
Excuse me.
Whoa.
What?
Abby.
Amir is actually pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Abby, Debbie, Daddy.
Yeah.
What are those? Just those. Other names?
No, names that names. People hear when I say my name.
All right.
People think you say Daddy?
When I'm in the supermarket and some kid is yelling daddy, it's a nightmare for me.
Ooh, interesting. Wow. Yeah, I often introduce myself as
because
daddy.
Because I refer to myself as daddy.
Yeah,
or is Zaddy.
Who's your daddy?
That's good. Gabby and Allison.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are your real names.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So requested on this podcast.
I know. We've been getting
at least
tweets
three
up a storm.
Tweets.
Yeah.
Which is more than we get usually.
Do you guys give your real names at Starbucks?
Yeah, I don't understand, though, why people, like, will ask me how to spell Allison. Like, you can just put one L. Like, I'm not going to be offended.
Yeah. Also, you're just going to yell it, so I don't need to.
Right,
it doesn't
exactly.
need to spell
also,
it.
Also, like, you better believe I'm just watching like a hawk as you make my coffee anyway. So, like, you don't even have to have my name. I'll know when it's ready.
Oh, you're
I'm usually,
those?
I'm reaching over the counter and be like, that's mine.
I feel like I should just add with one B to my name. Like, my name should just fully be Gabby with one B.
Oh, it's two B's?
No, G-A-B-Y.
But do you
I
care
have to
if
say
they
that.
Put two B's?
I don't know. It's been ingrained in me that that's what I'll say. I'll just be like, Gabby with one B. And then they'll be like, okay.
Do you wish it was two B's?
No, I think that's wrong.
Gabby,
my name's Gabrielle. Why would I add another B? That's
I would
insanity.
Never. I would oh, never. Yeah. I think you would have to specify if there's two B's.
Right. That's crazy talk. Why would I add another letter to
what
a nickname?
What are most? Most are G-A-B-B-Y?
Most are G-A-B-B-Y. B B Y or G A B I? I've seen
Heathens.
A lot.
I've seen G A B B I E.
I know.
What?
Now you're just adding letters to
think
a nickname.
It.
It's so crazy. Well, I went by Gabrielle for most of my life, and my family calls me Gabrielle. So Gabby kind of came about later, and I don't even know. I think I just was like, yeah, it's just add a Y to the end.
Oh wait, so if it's a nickname, not your full name, you choose how many B's.
Yeah,
correct.
You can spell however the fuck you want.
Well, now it's registered with SAG, so.
Oh my God. Can't believe it waited that long to let us know.
Let's talk about unions.
We're just,
already
like,
here.
Don't you have to like give your kid like that nice? You got to give your kid a Tom. a Jen,
a Jack,
yeah,
a fork, and really, a spoon,
a Bob, and a knife.
A good, clear Bob.
I want to give my kid a Bob and a knife.
Amir, would you
Bob Knife-er-wits.
Oh my God.
Knife would be a really cool middle
what
name.
What a cool middle name.
Wait, what were you asking?
Knife? I was going to say, would you give your kid an ethnic name?
Oh, no, I think what I'm leaning towards right now is like old Jewish names. Like those are kind of fun to me.
Oh, God. Saul.
God, the first name. Like Abe, I like, is a cute name for a kid because you imagine like a 90-year-old, but then it's like, oh, this is a baby named Abraham.
Yeah,
I know. My appropriately parents bald. Went hard the other way where my little sister's name is Cheyenne.
Oh,
and I only can think of a kid named Cheyenne. Like, can you imagine an old woman named Cheyenne? I really can't.
I could definitely imagine like a 48-year-old
divorcee.
Yeah, like a new lease on life. Cheyenne just got a sob.
Cheyenne definitely got a sob. She moved to Cheyenne because she was so enamored with
Cheyenne
him.
Is but the like, capital of what state?
Very
Wyoming.
Good.
Wyoming.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Incorrect.
What?
It's North Dakota.
No. No, it's not.
Whatever.
But you're incorrect.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I just don't think there's any like 90-year-old named Cheyenne, right?
No. Or I was thinking the same thing about Amber. Like you never hear about like a you never see every Amber I know is 20 to 25 years old.
And they die. Never,
there's this a little baby named Amber. No.
Cute Amber. Amber's first words.
It was
words.
Jennifer until 20, then Amber for 5 years, and then I don't
and
know.
And then back to like
Sarah.
Edith. Yeah.
Edith.
I don't think I've ever met an Amber.
Oh.
That's funny.
Maybe
I just
I'm
named
not partying enough.
I named my character that I play in that thing I just shot Amber because I thought it was like a cool trashy name.
Yeah, yeah, why is it? It's famous for being trashy, or that's the stereotype.
You have to like know that going in. Like, if you name your kid Amber, it's just going to be a disaster. That's
oh
why
my
you got to go.
I know
knife.
An Amber, and now I feel so embarrassed.
Oh, really?
Oh no.
Do you know an Amber?
Yeah.
Is she cool?
Yeah.
Casual. When...
That's why I'm giving my kid a cod or a cork.
Cork. Oh my God. Yes.
Cork is a cool
Blumenfeld.
Name.
Cork Blumenfeld. Can you even imagine?
Cork. Dude, let's change the show. If I were you with knife and cork.
Oh my God.
Is that nuts?
The manliest show ever.
And I'm cork.
Welcome to toxic masculinity with cork and knife.
Nice. I like the name.
Toxic masculinity.
The email, the theme song that came in was from Clara, and then her email, the extension is .se. What is that? .se.
Sweden.
Is it?
I said that with such confidence, but I'm not sure.
Gabby lies a lot.
I'm not lying.
We should make that clear.
I'm not
and
lying.
You said that with
I'm not,
such
yeah,
confidence.
It's not lying, just not checking your facts.
I just like
just
to say
guess.
Things with confidence, but it's a guess.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's correct.
Is it really?
It's Sweden.
Yeah, it is. It's
yeah. Sweden.
I hate that. I hate that you were right.
Because wow. You lied, but you accidentally told the truth.
Yeah, that's the word.
No, I didn't lie. I just guessed with confidence.
That's my other
show. That's not
show.
A lie. Have guessing you seen our confidence. Government? That's you, not a lie.
If you believe it.
If you believe it, it's true.
Yeah, that's like when I said Cheyenne wasn't a capital. There should be a game show where you the there answer is. Isn't... It's not what the answer is. It's just who's the most confident.
Oh.
So I'll be like, what's the capital of Florida?
And then you just guess.
Orlando.
Exactly.
Right.
So he
it's
said,
Tallahassee.
Right.
Of course.
But it
took me a second because I had
confidence.
To think of something that wasn't the capital. That's how good I am at capitals.
I don't know any capitals. I know maybe
one.
Two.
What's
no,
the capital of New
true.
York where you're from?
Albany.
That's yeah,
correct.
Okay. So that's
what's
all you need to
what's the capital of California where you live now?
Sacramento.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those are the
okay,
two.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
All right. What's the capital of Illinois?
Chicago?
No, I think
no.
It's Springfield.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I retain information at an incredible rate.
That's true.
I should be on Jeopardy.
You saw her pull out the Sweden fact. Oh, Sugar
my God.
In the studio.
My dog.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Here.
Allison's dog,
wait.
Sugar. This Sugar. The softest dog in the world.
She's thank you so much.
Constructed out of muscle and just 100,000 cotton balls, it seems.
Yeah, all Modal.
Yeah. She's the MeUndies of dogs.
Sometimes I think she saw a ghost.
And
I used to get so scared when my dog would bark
baby,
in my house because I thought that dogs could see ghosts. And I was like, I'm not alone here.
Because if you look and nothing's there, what are they looking at? A ghost.
Yep. I do believe dogs can see ghosts.
I thought there was...
Right. Me three.
Maybe another dog. Like, I thought maybe she had heard another dog. And so I went and looked at the window she was barking at. Nothing.
Probably just a ghost.
Yeah, a ghost.
It must have been a spirit or a ghoul.
Are you mocking me?
And now we can get started. That's the energy we were waiting for.
Toxic masculinity. That's classic Cork.
You guys are used to this. It's an advice show. People write us in. They're seeking our guidance, and we do our best to provide it. Sometimes it's just me and Jake. Sometimes we have friends, fellow wise scholars.
Your female doppelgangers.
Givers. Female doppelgangers is one
sitting
way to put
kitty
it.
Corner from
who's who?
These... Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, yeah. Gabby's cause... blonde, but has glasses.
Mm-hmm. You think that... I think Jake and I are the same. And Amir and Allison are the same.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. But it's confusing with the glasses. Because everybody sort of just thinks
and
they're
the
glasses.
Jew. Allison, are you Jew?
Yeah, but I had a nose job.
Oh, that's what
congrats,
it is.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you so much. Like, the first time after... I don't know why, but, like, a month after I had my nose job, I was, like, standing in New York with my friends, and this guy just, like, went through everyone and guessed who was Jewish and who wasn't. I know, it's a weird story. And then he guessed Jesus. I wasn't Jewish, and I was like, wow, so worth it.
Thank you.
And that guy
thank
was
you,
Donald Trump.
And that was the commercial you made for the rhinoplasty
place. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go non-Jewish. Thanks, Dr. Steindorf.
Hidalgo. I've heard it so much, I know her doctor's name.
Hidalgo?
Hidalgo, yeah. Dr. Hidalgo.
That was a great Viggo Mortensen movie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Goebbels. So you... you've seen the tweets about having you guys on the show because sometimes we answer questions that we're not entirely qualified to answer just because we're two straight white males. And like, you guys should have Gabby on the show. You guys should have Allison on the show.
Are you white?
I am white, yeah.
Well, you're Middle Eastern.
That's true. I guess I'm olive. I would say
you're
I'm
a
olive.
Semitic people.
Yeah. Oh, is Jews white? Well, we don't have to
are Jews
that right
white
now.
Is such a touchy subject? Okay, go on.
I don't even know how to answer that to offend the least amount
no,
of people.
I know. You won't.
You okay. might as well just offend the Jews.
You can't win.
So, but what's the offensive answer? Yes?
Both are wrong. Both are offensive.
Both are
it's
offensive.
Crazy.
God damn it.
It's come up on my Twitter.
You
anyway.
Tricked me. And one of the questions that we sometimes get is about bisexuality. And like Jake and I are guessing. We don't fully know. We sort of understand. We're trying to remain open-minded, but we don't know 100%.
I was polyamorous for a bit, but that's about all I can do.
Were you polyamorous or were you just like...
I was polyamorous.
Slutting about.
Wow.
I was also slutting
you know,
about, but
have,
I was in it. Well, yeah,
I have,
what
I have
about?
A polyamory question, so why don't we ask that right. and then okay. sort of see if we can slide our way into some general discussions. We're going to give this guy a fake name just to preserve his anonymity. Allison, do you have a fake guy's name?
Fred.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Last
You've
name?
Used that so much.
that's your plastic
sugar.
Surgeon.
Banana hammock.
That's good.
That's
hyphenated or just one long last name?
One long last name.
I like that.
Dr. Banana Hammock.
Right. I've been dating this gal for 2 months, and she's inviting me to look at houses and land with her. Okay. I'm 32, and she's 28. I have no money, only debt. Excuse me.
Whoa.
You said the word debt, and it triggered you.
I'm
that's
that
the most Jewish thing you've
insecure.
Ever done.
I've always thought that there was no way I'd be in position to own anything like a house or land, but have big dreams of building a commune one day. She has the same visions as me and has access to the funds to begin building something. She's amazing. We have a lot in common. We work well together, communicate well, and have moved beautifully through a couple of challenges already. I've been practicing polyamory for the past few years, and the freedom has been so great, but I want a partner. I think I've found an amazing partner in this woman, but I need to check my pride. Also, I haven't met her friends yet. It's also crazy. 2 months in, and we're already on the verge of a huge commitment, and part of me feels like I'm ready, but it's only been 2 months. What would you do? Thanks, love. Dr.
Fred Banana Hammock. First of all, I chuckled when you said we're really good at communication, because clearly not. Like, right?
Because this is all stuff that he hasn't told me.
We're amazing at communicating, and here's my biggest fear and problem that I won't tell her.
Right, we're so good at communicating. Also, I'm freaking out, and she's trying to buy a house, and I don't know why. Like,
I was curious where polyamory was going to come into this financial question.
It seems like he's just having a hard time wanting to leave his cushy polyamorous vibes because I guess it's hard to go from one to another.
I mean, first of all, this woman's trying to build a commune. How is she not poly? Yeah.
It seems like she wants a one-on-one thing and he is coming from a polyamory thing.
Well, you can have a one-on-one, you can have a primary partner and still be polyamorous. That's mostly what I do. I mean,
okay,
there's
so explain that.
So there's multiple types of polyamory. I mean, there's a bunch of types of polyamory, but the two main ones are like with a hierarchical, so with a primary partner and then secondary, third, you know, whatever. And then another one is called relationship anarchy, which is just like...
A group.
Yeah, just like you're dating a bunch of different people and nobody is the primary, essentially.
Got it.
Doesn't it seem like those things always sort of mix. Like, you start with a primary and then, like, oh, but this person is, like, kind of, they're, like, I'm, like, getting closer to this person. Now, they're my primary, so this person sort of falls off.
Well, that would suck for the person that was your primary.
Yeah, but isn't that the risk when you start, like, sleeping and falling for other people?
I think you have to, it's never really happened that way for me. I think you have to.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, my Whoa. God.
It did happen. You wanted to switch your primaries, but you couldn't.
Is that like a cell phone plan where you have to like
yeah.
get it in you, writing?
It's a yeah. contract.
No, well, I think that it doesn't really work that way because the other person who's the primary is going to get their feelings hurt. You right. can't just like willy-nilly be switching around. All right,
so this, I think this is my biggest like problem with polyamory. Maybe you can fix it because I don't know what, all right. I feel like an open relationship is better than polyamory because you can have primary partner and then whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's different.
It seems like with a primary partner in polyamory, you can like concentrate your jealousy and anxiety towards like two or three other very specific people.
Yeah, it's like an open relationship, but only to these two.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I have a friend who has two boyfriends and they all live together and that
and
they're all three.
They only sleep with each other.
Yeah, and they're monogamous within the triad that they have. And then,
which, I know them too.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I know one of them. I mean, yeah, he's yeah, my yeah. friend too, so pretty cool.
And are they like so zenned out that it doesn't matter?
I mean, I think non-monogamy and polyamory are very different. Polyamory right. means that you have the capacity to be in full relationships with other people. And that is tough because time is a finite resource. And so you can only, you know, spend time with certain amount, you know, like with certain amounts of people right. or sometimes a wedding, you get a plus one, you don't necessarily get a plus two or people's birthday parties.
I knew you were going to bring that up. It was my birthday, okay?
So you didn't want her bringing all of her boyfriends and girlfriends to the party?
I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and she made a couple's birthday party, and so I could only bring one of them.
And which one did you bring?
The guy.
Well, that's the primary. Isn't that the whole point
of designated
primary.
Yeah,
a primary?
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
the primary.
And can you be somebody, like two people's primary, or it's a one-on-one thing? Primary, secondary.
Does it
have to line up perfectly?
Yeah, I've never been, oh, that's not true. I guess I have been two people's primary, but it really only kind of works if they like each other and, like, respect each other. And
how
like,
can you be two people's primary? Doesn't that completely...
Because I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend. But they... It fell apart because they didn't like each other. They stopped liking each other.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. I would argue it never worked.
No, I think it worked for a little while.
Like how long of a while?
3 weeks.
But also, the problem is that... So, this is what my therapist says. The problem is that I was dating people... who were not polyamorous to begin with. And that
I
was...
I say this.
I know. You and You're my the therapist have both said this. That my problem was I was a teacher and I was dating students. So essentially, like, I was someone who had done this before and I was right. coming in dating people who hadn't done it before but who were, quote, unquote, open to it. And then I was just leading the charge and, like, telling them how to be. And it didn't really work because a lot of times they're either trying to impress me or keep me or they're just testing it out. They're like touristing about, not really. And then like now it makes more sense to date people who are already polyamorous, who like were already doing their own thing and I was already doing my own thing. And then we came together and it's not like a learning curve.
Right.
And that's sort of what I'm doing now.
Follow-up question. Sorry, unless you have a question.
No, go ahead. I do. I have a million questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, you're not part of this universe, right? You're
Sugar.
No, I'm a jealous maniac.
Got it.
So that wouldn't
okay.
work out for
you. The other end of things.
Yeah. We could not be on more different ends of things.
Can polyamory be filled with straight people or do they have to be sort of fluid bisexual people that can, you know, doesn't matter if you're hooking up with a guy or a girl? Or can it be guys, three girls, and then they just interchange?
Yeah, it can be straight. It can be straight
I'll call
people.
It Brady Bunch style.
Oh, the dream.
Everyone's fucking Alice.
Yeah. No, it can be straight people. Like, there's, you know, some people who are just, like, more into partner swapping, or there are some straight guys who, you know, you've heard the term cuck thrown around, but, like, there's stuff like that.
Not enough. I wish I heard more.
I wish I heard the word cuck more.
That's the short form of a cuckold.
A cuckold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. So there's stuff like that where the person is, sugar, come here.
Look at your little legs.
Sit. Okay.
Why? She was fine. She's
making noise with her collar.
Oh, the mics are very directional. I don't think it would pick it up. Oh. Only
I really care about your sound quality.
I really appreciate
She's wearing
that.
A little lab.
Amir does too.
I saw Amir's face when her collar made noise, and
that's
I was like,
that's
no.
why maybe you're more of an Amir.
I know, could be.
Yeah, right. The only thing you care about is sound, and then literally anything else.
You're obsessed with audio.
This is why it didn't work out with your polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
You're too focused on sound. Obsessed.
He was a percussionist.
I didn't want to upset him.
No, you're doing great.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, continue. So, but would you say it works better when there's like a bisexuality element involved where anybody can do anything?
I mean,
or it's fine either way?
Yeah, I guess so. But I've been, I mean, in the situation with my ex-boyfriend and the girl, she was bisexual and so am I, but he was straight. So he, at certain points, was sleeping with her on and off, and then, like, but they would break up. I don't know. But, like, he was straight, and he just happened to, but they were never, like, partners. They were just kind of.
He was her, she was his secondary. You were.
Not even really.
But they
really.
Didn't even hook up, so like, they were just sharing you.
They hooked up sometimes.
Oh, they did.
But, like, it always never, it never went quite as well. Like, they went on a few bad dates.
That's what a lot of the times it seems like polyamorous relationships are just like something people deal with to keep hooking up with the person that they really care about who wants to be in a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
That's yeah. Well, that's wrong. Thing. You got. Right. I really have steered away from that. You can't. You really can't do that.
Like some guys, like yeah, I guess I'll do that.
I'm down with polyamory as long as I get to be with you, babe,
and
yeah,
her.
And
and sometimes I get to fuck her too. All
yeah.
right. I guess I'm polyamorous, right?
But you might think that that's great. But in a lot of capacities, it's not because it's like very I mean, imagine you have one girlfriend, right? Now you have two girlfriends. Like, it's tiring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's incredibly tiring. It's very fun. Like, it's interesting. Like, the guy I was dating, he was like, someone was like, wow, that's so cool that you, like, are with both of them. And he was like, honestly, it's exhausting.
Right, yeah.
And so, like, you kind of have to take the sort of, like, romanticization of it. Like, oh, I could do this out of it because it's very tiring. I mean, I had a boyfriend, and then I was dating another woman who was married, and there was no like we ended up splitting up because there was just like no time. Like the wife demanded a lot of time. She and I would like try to find. I mean, it's a Google Calendar situation. Like so, she and I would like try to find time to see each other, and sometimes like for a week, the only time we could see each other is like 8 a.m. for coffee. You know.
So here's my question: What's good about it? What is what?
Well,
it sounds so exhausting. Having like four girlfriends and a boyfriend or something, it's...
Well, sometimes you just like have the one partner. You just have to shut it down depending on how much time you have. But the good things for me are, one, communication. Because what I never understood about monogamy was that you're supposed to like sort of... Like the expectation is that your partner will never find another person sexually attractive, and that's...
But I don't think that that's true. I think that like in certain relationships that you are open about that.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, some people, but that's weird. Like, that's considered weird. Like,
you just can't act on it, it seems like.
Right, but you're still a person. Like, it's understood that you'll flirt with other people and that you'll be attracted to other people.
But your partner's allowed to be mad about that, and that's what's weird to me.
I don't know. I don't think that that's true.
Everything in media is like he looked at another girl, and now I have to, like, beat her ass.
I'm sorry. Is everything about that says stuff about queer culture in media correct?
No, but I've seen it in real life too. Like, there's this weird, like, sexual possessiveness of people that I, in monogamy, that I find strange.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like, if somebody like was flirting with somebody else, I wouldn't necessarily rush to tell a person that I'm with, or
right.
I don't expect her to do the same to me. But at the same time, if she did that to me, I don't know if I would be like,
if your girlfriend,
how dare you?
If you were monogamous and your girlfriend came home from a party and was like, I spent the whole time flirting with this guy, but nothing happened, you wouldn't have a right to be pissed?
I would be bummed. I wouldn't be mad.
I would just expect to not have anyone tell me that. Like, that's...
But that's weird to me.
I just feel like everything up until,
like... So then
you're
just keeping secrets from each other? That's
so strange.
Well,
it's not necessarily
a secret.
I feel like you just... If you're in a relationship with somebody that flirts, you just know that about them. And you're like, okay, I know that you are going to go somewhere and flirt and be desired and, like, feel good and then not act on it. And then that's, like, that's enough for
me. To me, I would include that openness of you guys, you knowing that about them and you guys talking to be a slightly part of non-monogamy.
Because right.
There is, like, an element to non-monogamy that I think is, like, your partner goes off and flirts, comes back, you know that about them, and then that, like, makes you possessive or jealous or whatever and, like, spawns some sort of sexual activity
or
whatever.
It seems like what you're saying is that polyamory is, like, at the very root of it is recognizing just a really simple truth that's important to you.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And
yeah.
Maybe there's a lot of relationships also that are out there that are based on sort of a lie that I'll never look at anybody else. Right. I only have eyes for you.
And I like knowing. I like being communicated with. I don't like.
Yeah. But in your polyamorous, do you expect the guy to come home and be like, "I was flirting with someone else," or the girl to be like, "I was flirting with somebody else"?
Or is it just based on the facts already?
I would love to hear about it. I think there's like this weird thing of I don't know. There's this weird thing where I found in monogamy where it was like very gaslighting, where you would say, "You're flirting with that girl," and they would go, "No, I don't. I don't think she's attractive." And I'd be like, "That literally is a 10 out of 10. Like, I don't know why you're lying to me." And then two, like in order to spare the other person's feelings, which just ends up making them crazier and gaslighting them. And then two is this thing of like, it's always portrayed as like the man and the, let's say in a heterosexual relationship, the man and the woman are like opposing teams. He's trying to like make her not find out about his hot coworker or whatever, and she's like pretending that she doesn't have a crush on some guy from college or whatever, and they're like opposing each other. And I never liked that. I wanted relationships where you're a team, you're partners, and then anyone else who is around or who you're interested in or who you're hooking up with or whatever is like something that you're doing together. Even if it's someone that you're just with, like, and they're not part, like, you're not having threesomes or whatever. Like, I wanted it to be like a partnership where I could go home and be like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, this girl's acting crazy. What do you think?"
So it's more about communication, open honesty than fucking all the time?
Of course. Yes.
But would you say that's one of the pros is fucking all the time?
One of the pros is that you don't feel, I don't want anyone to ever feel resentment towards me. A lot of stuff that I was really uncomfortable with in monogamy was the expectation that the person I was with would have to forego pleasure because of me. That if I'm with someone and I love them.
But isn't polyamory just being like, you don't have to forego pleasure as long as you're fucking these two people that we agreed upon?
No, because you can meet someone new. You can always meet someone
new. And bring them into the fold?
Sure. And non-monogamy.
It's not like you're in like serious relationships with every person.
Yeah.
I guess I'm learning today that open relationship is different. But yeah. Like, it just means, like, she'll be at a party and she'll text whoever her primary is and be like, "I met this person. Is it cool?" And they'll be like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
So then like, there's the one-night stands. There's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. You're not in a relationship with every person.
So you can you be polyamorous but not in an open relationship?
Yeah. You can be polyamorous and just have, like what you said, just have your two partners.
That seems like, all right. So let's just, as long as I'm ranking them, that one seems like the absolute worst one. And then, yeah,
then non-monogamy is more like you just are kind of allowed to do what you want based on the parameters that you and your partner have set up or based on the parameters that you have for yourself.
Okay. Maybe the last question, maybe one of like another 50, but
sure.
Do you suppress jealousy or do you not feel it at all? Your primary texts you and is like, "Oh, I found this awesome girl. We're going to sleep over tonight and then I'm going to hang out with her tomorrow." And you're like, "Oh, that's awesome for you." Or are you like, "Oh, that's a bummer to hear. What if she replaces me as the primary?"
I mean, if they're going to leave
comfort
you, they're going to leave you.
You better not miss.
I would say that you don't have jealousy in romantic relationships. That's what makes you able to do this.
I have something called compersion, which is the opposite of jealousy.
We know what compersion is.
You do?
No, I have no idea.
It's the opposite of jealousy. It's when the other person... experiencing like pleasure or joy or whatever is like makes me happy.
Oh man, wow. That's the best thing you can have.
That's not what I thought. It was that you liked when other people liked your person.
You like, yes, you
that's
like
different than just like, "Oh, they had a great ice cream. I feel
no,
happy."
No, I'm trying to be a little PG about it, but yes, like you.
But that's the wrong explanation then.
Okay, yes, it's
like you get off on that person
being
with other
desired.
People.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Yeah.
Oh, and does that include
so
non-sexual things?
What do you mean?
Like if
he's asking about ice cream now.
You're starving and you seeing me house a pizza, does that fill you up?
No. Okay. She's more correct, yeah. It's like when you see someone else, like we were at a party and this girl came up and was talking to him, was like, "Your eyes are so beautiful." And I was like, Nice. Yes. All right. Like, wow. Let's, like, I like when other, cause I get it. Like, I like when other people think my partner is attractive because I'm like, you're on my wavelength, girl. I get it. Yeah. Like, you like, yes, you're seeing
makes
what
you
I'm
think
seeing.
Think that you have a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
You're proud of it.
Well, that's dope. Now I'm into polyamory.
But compliments are one thing. And then if she goes off and fucks that guy, you're still like, awesome. That's like awesome for her. And I feel great.
Because it's like a validation that they're sexually attractive.
You don't feel any hint of jealousy?
May I venture to just posit a hypothesis?
Yeah.
I feel like polyamory could work if everybody was like you. I think the cancer is that there's little infiltrators everywhere that like pretend that they have, what is it?
Compersion. But I do feel jealousy. Like I felt jealous, like my ex, I felt jealous when he drove a girl to the airport.
Because that was not romantic, that was like
for all of us.
Because that was like
I've been real mad about that before.
Right? Like he went through a major inconvenience for this person. He must really like
Somewhere. That's like you were on the 10 for a long time.
Like you don't like every person you put your dick in, but like you definitely like But you definitely like this girl that you drove to the airport and he never touched her. But I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Or if he read a book for her.
Right?
That's the longest commitment. If somebody gives you a book and you read it.
You have to read Infinite Jest. I really loved this one.
You're reading a fucking book for her?
Right. Or like, there was a person I was dating who would say, would say disparaging things about my body compared to their body, which I did not like. You know, I'm still a person. Like, there's certain things like that made me insecure. Or
what?
Like
someone did that?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that?
Let's fucking get her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It had to do with like how each of us did our pubic hair.
Oh. Wait, what happened? Sorry, I was reading the compersion.
There was a guy I was dating and he hooked up with someone who He hooked up with someone who shaves the whole thing. And I don't. And
you do a dollar sign.
I do. I wish I did a dollar sign. Oh my God.
Now she will.
Who could I go to get that done? I don't even know.
We'll go to the gallery after this. Yeah, I'm going to get one too.
Oh my God. Bonding. And he was like, she does that. I wish you would do that. And I was devastated because I'm not. Like, I'm still a person, and that made me really jealous and upset.
Right.
So, like, things come up where, like, you don't, you know.
Can you be Persian and compersion?
Probably.
Wow.
Is Persian still a thing? I think they go by Iranian now.
Ugh, Jesus Christ. I keep accidentally unwoking myself. Google has no results for Persian compersion.
Wow. Oh, that should be.
We're looking
you
for
could
the
be
first.
The first one.
Yeah, please email us if you're Iranian and also experience compersion.
Come Iranian. They're actually called it. Compersion is really offensive.
Yeah,
Iranian is actually the preferred nomenclature.
And like this doesn't work for everyone. And some people are monogamous and that is completely fine. It just never worked for me. And
nothing works.
Nothing works.
Nothing works.
Oh, of course.
Nothing works perfectly.
Nothing works.
It's all bad.
My partner now says monogamy is a fetish and that it's like but that it should be respected as such.
Interesting.
I feel like the right way to look at monogamy in a way is that like yes that person is going to flirt with other people, yes there's going to be attractions with other people, but every day that person still chooses you.
Yeah, and that's what you get off on.
Yeah. I love being chosen.
Yeah. Everybody loves
But I feel like
things.
I used to feel such intense jealousy, like where it was unhealthy. But now it's like, okay, if you're telling me that like I'm your person and you're picking me, then I'll believe you. And then you can like, you know, as long as you don't cross certain lines, like we're fine.
How did you, because I used to feel really intense jealousy too. When did it stop and how did you fix it?
Zoloft has been really helpful.
Wow. Do you have an example of your most jealous moment?
Oh my God, I'm a psycho.
Would you still feel that way now?
It's also a lot about what the other person makes you feel and if that person is doing a good job of making you feel secure or
correct.
Not.
Yeah, before and after the act.
Yeah, so there was one time where my ex-boyfriend, oh my God, this girl who was so problematic for us the whole time, like,
Gabby.
It was Gabby. Honestly, I wish. And they were to like he helped her in some way, and they like went. She wanted to take him to dinner to thank him, And I was like freaking out about it. I was like, I don't want you to be at dinner with this girl. And like they were at dinner for like 3 hours. And throughout the whole dinner, I was like texting and being like, why are you still at dinner? I like leave dinner.
It's not dinner anymore if it's like, still happening at 11. Yeah,
I was like, he's like, oh no, she ordered another drink. And I was like, please get out of there. And then it was like, oh, I ran into someone in the parking lot. So now we're talking. Also, I have to drive her home. She lives in Koreatown. Like it was insane.
Jesus.
But and if there's a difference, like if that guy had made you feel secure at all, it would have been a totally different ballgame.
Now, maybe not me 2 years ago, but now.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying 2 years ago you were insecure.
Pre-Zoloft.
Yeah, I mean, probably like 2 months ago I was in a bad place.
So it doesn't even depend on the guy. It depends on your current state of mind.
Yeah. I think
I would argue.
It also depends on the guy.
If someone made you feel secure, you wouldn't behave the way you behave.
Right.
Yes. What do you think, Sugar?
She's asleep.
Oh, no, she was talking to you.
Oh, babe.
Are you on Tinder?
I deleted it last night because I was mad at men. But I think I'll add it back.
Wait, why did you delete it last night?
What did we do? What did men do to you last night?
I mean, what haven't they done? No, I was upset. So I usually have it set to women. And then I turned it on for men just to, like, see what the fellas are up to, as Kyle Kinane puts it. And, gotta say, not great. Not great, y'all.
Yeah, Tinder's sort of
not doing great.
It's a bad place.
Like,
it's
the women are just like, oh, that's so, like, whatever. I mean, some women have not behaved great. But like,
what have they done?
You know. But I've said to her, she, well, it's funny because it must be what we're putting off, because she was like, I get like 2 messages and then they ask me out to drinks. And I was like, what? I get 2 messages and then for sure a dick pic. Like,
really? That's like a dick pic.
Dick pic, or like, hey, do you have a private Tumblr for private pics? Or wow. Like, hey, like, do you want to meet up and make out in a car at midnight? Like, people think they can just like talk to me a certain way.
Make out in the car at midnight is almost romantic.
Yeah, I kind of, that's nice.
That guy was like, so it was like almost there, like so close. And then when I didn't respond immediately, he was like, how vulgar could I be until you write back? And I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Block.
The twist has started.
That's too bad. I do a thing where I'll start online dating and then I'll go out on one date and be like, this seems good. And then just date that person
for a few years.
Just to bring it back to this question. I don't even know how far we've gone.
Oh, we didn't answer any of it.
Just real quick. 2 months in, we're on the verge of a huge commitment.
Do not buy a house with someone 2 months in. Are you kidding me?
Right. I know the answer. If she wants, he can accompany her for this journey of like choosing a house and choosing land.
Also,
and he
can pay her rent.
Yeah, he can pay towards the mortgage, but like, don't put his name on anything.
And also,
he doesn't have the money to put down anyway.
Ask her what the fuck she's doing. Yeah. You're great at communication. Why is she taking you to look at land?
Why hasn't he met her friends?
I'm going to venture to say she doesn't have any.
That's what I was going to say.
That's fine.
Too.
Does somebody have no friends? Could you have no friends?
Some people have no friends.
Zero? I pretty much
what
zero.
If they're not, what if this is a clue that
that's
she's.
Not true.
I don't like anybody.
That's different than not having friends.
Sure it is.
People, don't you think people refer to you as their friend, though?
Maybe mistakenly.
It's a big red flag that she like has driven everyone out of her life.
Yeah. For me, I think he can buy land. What is land? You know, you can leave someone with land. You don't want to buy a house. That seems like
land is the biggest commitment.
No. Land is nothing. You buy land, you walk away. It's just
no.
An
you don't walk away.
Land.
First of all, you can't put a down payment on land. You have to buy it outright, which
that's
is
fine.
A huge. That's a.
She's
that's
paying
a,
for it. She's footing the bill.
It's a big commitment. Then
do
what the
not
fuck
buy
do you do with
land.
And you have to build a house that takes years and years and years.
Right. Exactly. You can leave before the house is.
You can't leave her with. Fine. I think you should. I think you say, you find out what the expectations are for the house, for the land. You say, do you expect me to live there and contribute? Because I'm in debt and I have no money. And I, you can be a supportive boyfriend and not.
Yeah, you say this
not
is,
put your name on the.
This
on the
is
mortgage.
Actually no man's land. That's what you can say. That way, like she's
is it
like,
even,
I get that.
Like he said, some girl I'm dating. Is that even his girlfriend?
2 months.
So what?
How many months does a girlfriend make?
I don't know. I guess you
three.
Should talk about it
everybody
since you're
knows the
so
3 month
good
rule.
At communication. Jesus Christ.
All right. We got to take a break. Thank a few more sponsors. We'll come back with more with Gabby and Allison after
and
this.
And Sugar.
And Sugar.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again. All the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Hey, we're back with Gabby and Allison. You guys have a book coming out?
We do.
Yeah.
What
is that?
September
5th. September 5th.
9/5/17.
We also have a tour. We've got to be promoting our tour.
Oh, yeah. We're going on tour for the book, but also it's a live show that we're doing together.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to a bunch of cities. Right now, we've only announced Chicago, Boston, Philly, and New York.
Oh,
that'll be a few more.
If you go to GabbyandAllison.com, you can find the tour dates.
Well, what's the quick backstory for people that may have never even heard you guys before? They're listening to our podcast. They're like, who are these two ladies? How do they know each other? What
sure.
is this tour?
We
you want to give like a quick background?
We have a YouTube channel together that's like an odd couple comedy thing called mm-hmm. Just Between Us. We've been doing that for a few years. And then we wrote a book together called I Hate Everyone But You. That is kind of thank you. That
very non-polyamorous.
I know, right? And it's about two girls who are friends. So it's basically like
it's a YA novel.
Yeah, versions of ourselves in college.
Oh,
if
shit,
we had
it's
been friends in college. Yeah, it's a novel.
Oh, cool.
Versions of ourselves that we haven't. I mean, it's fiction, obviously, but like, you know, taken from the headlines.
Did you guys know each other in college?
No, we met out here. So it's kind of like an imagined, like, what if they had known each other in college?
Got it.
And they go to college on separate coasts, and then they are writing to each other.
So all emails and text messages.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's a really great idea for a book.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so they're writing to each other, like, from school. And one of them's dealing with OCD and mental illness and trying to, like, fit in, like, a sorority and, like, normal college life and having a really tough time doing that. And then the other girl is, like, just partying too much, and she comes out as queer, and she's figuring that out, and she's making a bunch of mistakes. And so they're – and then it's kind of like, can they stay friends where they're both, like, changing so much?
Cool.
That's mm-hmm. really cool.
And then what's the book that – that's the book that's coming out, or that's the one that already came out?
That's the book that comes out September, and then we're going to tour with it
Please buy tickets.
September. Yeah, please buy tickets.
Our manager
tour.
Is just texting us, like, promote this.
Well, but right we're doing well. It's funny. I didn't tell you, like, the guy I'm seeing went and looked.
He's going,
like,
to be mad you said that.
Whatever. He went and looked at, like, how well it was selling, but he didn't want to tell me. But he said it's doing well.
Oh.
How can you look?
Because he's looking at what seats are available.
Oh, seating chart.
Very smart.
What commitment.
That's what you do.
I know.
Amir does that for our tours.
Oh, really?
He lets me know.
I'm a lot like your guy, I think.
That's great. Do you want to join our relationship?
Are you looking for a fourth?
What do you mean?
Every relationship needs a Shmuel in it.
Shmuel right? Just DeVille. One Shmuel to keep things organized.
To grease the wheels.
But there's, yeah, so that book comes out in September, and then we're going to go on tour with it, GabbyandAllison.com. And then...
We built a website. Pretty cool.
It looks like, someone on Twitter said it looks like the most beautiful lesbian wedding website they've ever seen. It's just pictures of us holding hands. Like, it's very over the top.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you can order the book on Amazon or IndieBound or whatever. There's, like, you know, wherever you buy books.
Cool.
Wait, yeah. You guys have a podcast too?
No, I have a podcast.
You have a podcast.
Yeah. What's I have a podcast called Bad with Money. That's like a finance podcast.
It was on the New York Times top podcast list.
Wow.
It was on the New York Times top podcast list.
Hell yeah.
So I sold that as a book too. So I'm currently writing that one.
Is it like financial advice?
No, I'm awful. It's like the opposite of that. It's just kind of me figuring out, like, that nobody knows anything.
Oh.
And, like, explaining my history with money and how I'm trying to learn how to put things – because, like, there's no class – like, nobody in college or high school sits you down and goes, like, these are taxes. This is how you write a check, whatever. So it's kind of like me learning how to deal with finances. And, like, literally, I went from – when I started the podcast, I would throw away my mail. Like, I would just get mail, see that it was a bill or from Bank of America, and throw it away.
Okay.
It was really great to be business partners with her.
Did we get, like, an outs? I don't know. I threw away all my mail. All right. That's
yeah, because I was like, if I don't look at it, like, if it's really important, someone will come to my house. But, wow. Like.
And arrest me.
Yeah. I mean, awful. And then now I've, like, started to.
What was your credit score when you were throwing away mail?
Never how would you even? How would you even look up a credit score?
Credit,
like, I had no idea.
Free.
I had no idea. I looked it up now. It's good now.
Oh, really?
What is it?
Good or very good?
I think it was,
or
like,
excellent.
740 or something.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite well.
Great. I mean, I was happy about it. I was like, I've almost, like, despite myself. But that's because I didn't even know how to use a credit card. Like, it was very bad. And then now I've started to, like, it's very weird in season two of the podcast. I've just, like, gone from this girl who didn't know anything to all of a sudden, like, just a crazy tin hat socialist who's like, we have to burn the system. Like, it's really, it's like,
that's what you say publicly. And then privately, you're like, I don't want to pay my taxes.
Oh, this was very funny. We started making more money. And then I, like, We started making more money. Like, I got the advance for the book, and then they were like, okay, cool, and you have to pay, like, thousands of dollars in taxes. And I was like, Allison, what? How, it's such a large cut. This is out of control. We have to do something about this. And she was like, I love that you've had money for one day and you're a Republican.
Yeah.
One day.
And you should be voting for this for the healthcare repeal.
I was just like, oh my God, taxes are so high. But then I did an episode of the show where I explored what taxes go for. And then I was like, okay, this is worth it. But part of me is like, I don't have kids. Why do I care about schools? I do care. Yeah. I went through this episode and I was like, it funds this, it funds that. Okay.
It funds the military. It helps our defense. Which that's understandable.
No, it funds our streets and Planned Parenthood and things I care about. So I was like, okay, I'm fine paying taxes.
Can we get to one more question?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we did such a deep dive, but I want to try to help somebody else out.
Yeah, we really helped that guy out.
Yeah.
You just helped us out.
Yeah. Well, people have been really asking us to have somebody that knows about polyamory explain it, and that was helpful.
All right. Gabby, why don't you give this guy a name now? Good luck
beating
Fred Banana Hammock.
It's a guy?
Yeah.
Marcus. Johnson.
Johnson.
I thought you were going to say Josh Groban.
Marcus Josh
Johnson.
Groban. Okay.
And he's not a doctor, but he's an esquire.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson Esquire.
Marcus
Lord Marcus Johnson Esquire.
Marcus
the, the first,
C.
second, third.
The first.
Okay, first of his name.
Yeah, but his wife's pregnant and he's going to have a second. So it's going to be like Marcus Johnson the second.
Soon. Whoa, that's really
but
cool.
But not junior. Yeah.
No, no, not junior,
that's
the second.
Very classy. Yeah.
What does his wife do?
Let's just get to the question.
I'm just curious. I've never heard such a backstory with the name before.
She runs an Etsy store.
That's really nice. Yeah. I'll tell you, actually, this guy doesn't have a wife, so you're creating a backstory that won't even come into effect if you let me read the
I'm
question.
I'm curious if she restores old furniture, if she's
she
making
doesn't
jewelry.
Restore it. He doesn't even have a wife. We're out of time. Okay. We're out of time.
Thank you guys for listening. GabbyandAllison.com.
All right, here we go. Marcus writes, I met a girl in one of my classes a couple months ago and pretty much fell for her instantly.
Oh my God, you're cheating on your wife?
What will the Etsy store
she
do?
She has this dumbass Etsy store.
This girl is beautiful, smart, funny, and we have so much in common. We have really good and meaningful conversations too, but that's where the problem lies. When we're apart, she never replies to any texts, Snapchats,
oh no.
or Facebook messages I sent her.
Oh no.
While we're together in person, we're so comfortable and we talk to each other a lot. In fact, it's usually she who approaches me. How can I get her to talk to me online without seeming like a needy loser? We probably only see each other a couple times a week, and I don't want that to limit our conversations. Thanks for any advice. Love, Marcus. Allison, does this ring true to you in any way? Are you
my advice is run.
Are you
this person's terrible. I hate her.
Well, you just because she doesn't contact you online, maybe she's
yeah,
just the
I
internet.
Think he's wrong. Why doesn't he ask her out in an in real life date?
I'm sorry, but if someone's just not replying to you, they don't like you.
That's true.
She doesn't like him.
That's right.
But he'll know for sure if he asks her the fuck out.
Or if he just listens to this podcast. But she does not like you.
No, but why?
Agreed.
Ask her out in person. Why are you so into... Why do you need to hear from her on Snapchat? Just ask her out. You see her in person all the time. Get a drink with her.
We usually have the exact opposite. People are like, I'm talking to this girl online. How do I talk to her in real life?
Yeah. Ask her out. And then if she says no, stop Facebook messaging her.
When she says no.
But, yeah, because she will.
Or have you met someone that's just bad at the internet?
I don't give a shit. Like,
I don't give a shit.
Honestly.
Grounds for expulsion.
Like, part of relationships and liking people and being a decent person is, like, giving them what they need. And, like, no one is that busy that they cannot respond.
To Snapchats? But, like, I know a lot of people who are like, I don't know how the fuck this works. I check it. I don't respond.
Snapchat.
That's fine.
Snapchat's right. different, and I think everyone should stop using Snapchat. But
whoa,
Insta video.
Why are you anti-Snap?
I'm just anti-Snap in general. And
yeah,
I just
dude, I'm all in on Instagram.
Instagram
days.
Is way better. And
no one uses. Why would you need an outside app to do the same thing when you can do it in another app?
This is all. But you guys,
as soon as I can, like fucking request money and a car through Instagram, I'm deleting everything.
Done. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are siding with the wrong people here. Like Facebook took Instagram and is stealing from Snapchat. You're like,
yeah,
why
but like
NSYNC
copied Backstreet Boys, but
you
they were
think
better.
Evan Spiegler really. Do you feel bad for him?
Yeah, because I think that Snapchat created something out of nothing, and now Instagram is stealing it, and you guys are like, yeah, Instagram is better. No,
Snapchat created an app that you could, like, send nudes to people, and they would disappear. And then, like, that got everybody to sign up, and then they're fucking
I feel like Snapchat
up.
Is the underdog here.
No, I feel like Snapchat has, like, made serious mistakes and, like, has no idea how to monetize and is now falling apart. Anyway.
Whoa.
I mean, they got racist filters and whatever.
Follow us on Instagram, people. We're deleting Snapchat.
Well, we disagree. But I am saying if she doesn't like him, then find out by asking her in person. And then if she says no, then stop messaging her.
Yeah. I don't want to be too much of a cynic. I'm with you. Ask her out. I would venture to guess that she's going to say no.
Yeah. But I also think that if you're dating somebody and, like, they don't respond to you, like, that's a problem.
Yeah, but they're not dating yet. They're just flirting.
I know, but I'm just making a broader statement for bigger
audience
that's members.
That's true. Yeah, if you are somebody that, like, likes communication and the person you're dating won't recognize that, that's also, as you said, grounds for expulsion.
Also, okay, what is with people who, when you don't reply, keep messaging you?
Yeah.
That is... crazy.
Like
I
someone
suggest...
you're dating or someone
no.
you're not?
Oh, like yeah. Someone, like, I have a friend named who will just, I shouldn't have said her name. It's fine.
Yeah, why did you say her name? Because that was so weird.
No, because I feel bad whenever I like don't give someone credit for something funny that they do, but maybe this is mean. Bleep her name. So, so she will just, like, because I'll block people immediately, but she doesn't. She's like, I want to see how long they'll keep going. So there's, like, guys, like, she came out as a lesbian, like, years ago, and there's guys that will just, like, keep, hey, then a couple days later, hey, then a couple days later, so you lesbian now?
It's
then,
crazy.
Like, a couple days
medium?
Later, Facebook Messenger, there's, like, two different guys that do that. Then there's another girl that, I don't, then there's, like, another girl that, like, she wasn't replying to her on her Instagram or her Twitter DMs are open. Wasn't replying to her on Twitter. And then that girl, she doesn't know her, found her again on Instagram and then was like, hey, hey. And then while she was showing me the 16 messages this girl had sent her without her replying, she's typing.
Dude.
And then found her on. And then there's like another person.
They should go out.
I mean, right. When that, someone,
that's the PSA.
I can't
Does
even
it
imagine...
ever result in somebody like, you know, 16 messages
right.
later be like, you broke down the wall.
Right.
I'm going to fuck you.
Or like, I can't, like, if I have, there's people that like I have blocked on other mediums and then they like reach out on Facebook and are like, hey, like I just wanted to say, and I'm like, no, you're done saying.
Right. I've had people reach out to me because you blocked them.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Can I get a little side door entrance in?
But that's because people, like, I think, one, I can't imagine, like, they just must not have shame. Because if someone didn't reply to two of my messages, I would
that's
be
what
so
I was
ashamed
say.
And never contact
threshold?
Them again. And then
two,
I think, right?
Two? Yeah. Two is mine, but I think three is appropriate. That's what I was going to tell this guy. Three, you concentrate. Concentrate
don't go
on
to
one medium.
Mediums.
Yeah. So,
are
like,
you crazy.
If you have her number,
shows,
don't Snapchat, don't Facebook.
And it
Let's
shows
just go
you
straight
have
text.
No boundaries. It's scary. Like, it actually shows a lot about your character. No, not even thirsty. It just shows that you have no boundaries and you clearly don't respect me as a person.
Or maybe it's like a lack of social intelligence. Like, I don't understand
it.
That this person is not interested in me.
And I also think there's a lack of willpower. Right? Like, when I was in college, I would contact people all the time I shouldn't be contacting, but I just like couldn't help myself.
That's when you were the jealousest.
Yeah, well,
when Facebook first came out, I was just like willy-nilly, like, oh my God, I can just start conversations with anybody and not talk and like not have to like face them in person, and my fear of rejection is crippling. So I would just throw a hey.
Is your fear of rejection crippling?
Yeah.
Interesting. But Gabby has no fear of rejection.
Not at all. I throw spaghetti at the wall all the time.
Oh, you ask people out there, you're like, I don't know if this person likes me?
Oh, I get rejected constantly.
And what is that like? Is it like, hey,
it's
do you want to go out? And they say
I've
no.
never been rejected. What is, what
you
does
just
that
move on.
Like?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You just move on.
You
just
think that's
ask
connected
people
to
out?
your sexuality/polyamory thing?
I don't know. I just ask people, because I want to
Is that part
know.
Of compersion?
No, because it doesn't feel good when they reject me, but I just ask people out, whatever. But I also, and then like that worst thing is they say no. And then usually we're still friends. Like it's not like it doesn't get weird or anything.
I'm still here.
Because if they say, right.
Oh.
Because if they say
flinched.
No, if they say no, then I go, okay. And I don't ask again. Like, right. Do you know what I mean? I don't like.
One and done.
Make it, or I don't make it like.
One and Gabby done.
Yeah. I don't make it like, I don't. Pursue them. I don't harass them. I don't make it part of this like weird. This is a weird thing, right? So like, men get so up in arms about the friend zone, and like so up in arms about like
Dude,
being
you could
rejected.
Search our emails for friend zone.
Yeah,
and
but like
80% of them.
Speaking as a queer woman, I'm friend zoned 99% of the time, and I don't go fly into a rage about it. Like I just like they are like this is only a thing that happens to men. It's not. It right. happens to queer women all the time, and none of us are like murdering people or screaming or harassing or like.
I feel like the friend zone comes from an expectation that you start out in the romance zone, mm-hmm. and then you like
yeah.
get moved. Like, fuck! Now I'm not gonna fuck them, and I have to be their friend. You kind of don't start out in the fuck
it's
zone.
It's an entitlement that I think some queer women like what are it, less likely to have.
What is there a difference between a queer woman and gay woman?
Well, queer is an umbrella term. Like
so you're
it's
using
just
it
like
as more of a general
yeah, I'm
thing.
Using it as an umbrella term.
Got
versus,
it.
Yeah, and some people don't like it because they think it's a slur, but I reclaim it.
Okay.
Like I use it as like a personal
but can
catch-all.
I use it?
Is Amir allowed to reclaim it?
Can
I call
you
queer? You
could call me a queer. I think it's fine. I don't mind it at all. Some people really don't like it, but I don't mind it.
Got it. And the sex parties you were talking about? What's a sex party?
That doesn't have anything to do with this guy messaging people.
Oh, yeah. Message her, don't ask her out, whatever. So what is
text
a sex
her, don't
party?
Facebook. Yeah,
how
sex
does that
party.
Work?
What is a sex party? Well, it's different
stuff. We'll leave on this just because you mentioned it earlier, but I was curious and I thought it would, I should ask online just in case other people don't know. Allison, do you know what a sex party is?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Maybe you want to explain it based on what you've heard.
Oh, Gabby, yeah, I would love to hear what Allison thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a sex party is an organized event put on by some sort of host. I think that men have to pay to go in, correct? But women don't have to pay.
Right.
So it's like a club so
and
far.
And then you go in, and then
couples have to pay. Couples pay half.
And women, single women don't pay.
Some right. sort of weird
and
algebra
solo
equation.
Men pay the most, right. as always. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sick of paying the most. Taxes too.
And then you go in, and depending on where the party is, there's, you know, a bunch of people, and then you sort of, like, there's decorum, and there's, like, rules about how you approach people and what you can do, and then, you know, if there's consent on both sides, then you can do anything from kiss to penetration to anything.
So is it an orgy, or is it like a...
There's more like clusters.
It sounds like a bad party. If I go to a great party, everybody's fucking anyway, and nobody had to pay, and everything is
true,
like,
true, true.
Cool.
What I would love to do.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job.
Thank you.
What I would love.
Now, can I get a fucking invite to the sex party?
No, what I would love to do. I mean, I'm a person who I don't like meeting new people, which maybe is why I deleted Tinder, but I like meeting new people in person, but I like going back. Like, when I became single, instead of meeting new people, I like went back in the catalog and was like, let's go back.
Did.
Let's see like who
that was a whirlwind.
How many sex parties do you go to in a week if things
are
going
well? No. I haven't been to one in I guess the last one I went to was in April.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a once in a while thing.
How many people are there?
For reference, this podcast is being recorded May 2nd.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I had a moment. Oh my God.
At a sex party.
Oh boy. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah.
How many people are there?
It depends. Sometimes there's like...
Four guys.
Yeah. Yeah, right? No, sometimes there's like 30 people maybe.
30 people, and how many of them do you think have sex by the end of the party? You ever go there and go, I'm not feeling it, I'm out.
Yes, definitely. There have been ones where we were like, meh, and we left. Me and the guy I'm seeing. He's going to be mad I didn't call him my boyfriend. It's fine. it depends. There's... Like some that we went to that I was like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't like the people here.
Yeah, it seems like it's such a hard, like 30 random people. I probably won't.
That's why I would rather go to a trendy bar.
There's like such a decorum usually. Like there's like, you know, you don't really approach the women. The women have the power. They approach you. There's not really like, these are just straight ones. But there's not, you know, you're not supposed to touch the women. Like there's like a lot of weird decorum. There's also some like weird kind of patriarchal stuff where if you're there with a guy, a lot of times another guy will like ask that guy if he can talk to you. And then you tell the guy you're with like yes or no.
Wow.
But that's like just depends.
What's the going rate? I want to go to a sex party. How much am I putting down? What would you guess?
Single guy. Would you guess for single guy?
I mean, $45.
No, I got to go higher than that. If you're fucking a lot of
people. It just sounds awful, so I'm not.
$250.
For a single guy?
Yeah.
60 usually.
Wow, that's
two movies. Hurwitz was closest with 45, wasn't he?
You're in.
Huh? I get the showcase, baby.
Yeah.
You get a discount.
Yeah. And it's like 9 and the 10th one is free?
Right. I wish there was like a punch card.
Yeah.
No, and then, I mean, the other thing is like, you don't have to do anything. There's like, it's very consent based. And everyone.
Then you don't seem cool.
Yeah. That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
There was one we went to where, and it's on a whim. Like, I mean, a lot of times the men will go out of their way to be really respectful because they don't want to scare you off. So they're like, it's actually safer than a bar in a lot of ways because so. Like over the top nice and over the top like respectful because they don't want you to leave. So like one time I was at one and a guy essentially catcalled me. Like I was walking by and he was like, "Hey Blondie," and I went to the organizer and was like, "That guy catcalled me," and they all were like, "You gotta go, sir." Like they were furious at him because they didn't want me to leave and he was doing something that would have caused a hot girl to leave. Like no.
Yeah.
So they kick him out.
Wow.
That's cool. I would just walk around like kicking everybody out. He can't call me too. She can't call me.
I just mean that like at a bar, no one's like, maybe you could get the bouncer to bounce someone who's groping you, but like maybe not. Whereas like if you're a woman at a sex party, a lot of times the organizers will like really look out for you.
Is this legal?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So it's like organized by like a real company and like
not that kind of legal. Well, it depends. Like,
yeah, is it legal? Like buying drugs is legal? Where it's like kind of
fine? If it's like a BDSM lair, sometimes they'll put it on. Sometimes like a porn site will put it on. Sometimes it's hosted by like a porn star.
Yeah, what's legal about paying admission to a house party and then having consensual sex? That's completely legal.
But at the same time, I feel like you're paying cash, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it might be illegal the way they do their taxes and bookkeeping, but that's not on you.
That's some where we're going to get them.
Like, some places are, like, lairs and, like, warehouses and stuff, and some places are residential, which is super funny to me because it's just, like, a suburban neighborhood, and you're like, oh, my God, do the families next door know what the fuck is happening in this house?
Are they publicly advertised, or you have to be invited by somebody?
They're advertised on, like, FetLife or Craigslist.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Like your mom doesn't know what I'm up to.
I think she wants to think it's not true.
One of the first times I met her,
She's just joking.
I was showing her my Tinder like the first time I met her.
But that's different than you going to sex parties.
But I don't, it depends on.
She was watching one of our videos and turned to me and goes, does Gabby really hook up with just so many people?
Wow.
And I had to be like, yeah. And then we both just like looked away from each other.
Ruth. Everything is safe. There's always condoms. Everything's fine, Ruth.
She's on FetLife, probably, right? Your mom? Your mom's.
Wash your mouth, Alex.
Do you like hearing about these sex parties? Or are you like.
No, I think it's boring.
It's very. She's so over it.
You're
like,
done with it.
Nothing shocks her anymore. She's over it. She doesn't care about anything I do.
I only care about feelings and love.
Oh, yeah. That's really. So, like,
that's the hotness.
So, yeah. She's like, I'm in a monogamous relationship. Then you're like, ooh, oh my God.
Give me the deets.
The dirty, dirty deets.
How does he make you feel?
I went to a real party. Oh my God. What happened there?
His dad's retirement party. Oh my God. Were you connected?
You met the whole family?
Nobody fucked?
Yeah. You're joking, but that's what she's like.
Yeah. Can polyamory end in marriage?
Yeah, definitely.
And is polymarriage?
What?
Is there polymarriage?
There is. There are people who are
not legal, though.
No, not legal. Some it'll be like a legal two of the people may be legally married, and then the other people are like, you know, do a ceremony like
with
a spiritual
kids, with kids,
or whatever.
Kids are born, and then they have multiple parents.
Sometimes, yeah, there are houses. There are like people who live together in homes, and then it's actually like people have said to me that it's like very helpful with childcare.
Oh, right, because it's just like a bunch of people.
Yeah,
it's kind of the kibbutz
like
style communal raising of children.
Yeah, it's just like there's always a parent around. Like that if one's fine. Working or whatever, they at least they like always have someone.
I wish my mom were cool and queer. She's just a normal loser who's married to one guy.
Well,
and
she fucks all your dad's brothers, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting little wrinkle. But at the same time, I feel like that's not enough.
That's going to be, like, what you're saying is, like, going to be, like, kids in the future.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, ugh, my parents are monogamous. It's so square.
Square.
Yeah. That's square cool. is going to make a comeback.
I can't wait. All right. Thanks for coming on the show and letting us ask you about all the stuff that we didn't know about.
Yes, thank you guys.
We really appreciate it.
Was this helpful
for having us? I'm sorry I didn't know anything.
No, I think you chimed in when necessary. And if you guys ever need any tips on like fantasy football, let me know. I can come on your show and talk to you guys about that. Jake's an expert in pornography as well. So if you guys need a porn
expert.
Oh, that's
nice. You guys really run the gamut.
Yeah. From football to porn and back again. Any last things you wanted to plug before you go, just to make your manager happy?
I want to say that I don't represent everyone. That people
oh my God,
have
we have to talk to more people?
I'm sorry. That people have different experiences. Also, please come see us on tour.
Both those things.
Do you want to say more about our tour again?
Yeah, just come check out our tour. It's cool and hip and it'll be fun.
What's the URL again?
Just GabbyandAllison.com and then you click the tour dates link. And then also just let us know what you think of the design. It's a new website. It's pretty cool.
That's cool. How'd
the
you guys do it?
The contact page is pretty fun.
Did you guys hire a smart person?
Yeah, we hired our friend, Doug. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Designer and coder. Did it all. One-stop shop.
It was Squarespace.
He's our DP for our shoots. So he's multiple things in
our
lives.
He's your resident artist.
And our friend.
That's beautiful.
And an art dealer. I bought a painting from
him. But most importantly... A DP.
More than anything else. All right. Gabby, Allison, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
No doubt. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, the email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Opening theme song was written by Clara. Remember that one? It was good.
Oh, wait. Can I say one thing?
We got to go. I'm so sorry.
YouTube.com/justbetweenusshow.
That's
how could we forget?
Yeah.
We're slipping.
If you want more Gabby and Allison. This closing one is written by Jackie and Rebecca. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back in a week. Oh, I think this is July 3rd. So happy 4th of July weekend. See you soon.
USA, USA.
Last night at 8, on my date, sat in some poo. What should I do? Hey, dude.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.